Hello, ladies and lads, and welcome back to Hollow Leg Baseball. Baseball season is officially about to begin. Pitchers and catchers reported to spring training earlier this week, which is, of course, the very first event that marks the beginning of baseball season to us baseball purists out there. Of course, leading up to the baseball season opening up, there was a significant trade that was quite dramatic and took way too long to sort out. So, the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers had a deal to where the Red Sox would be trading Mookie Betts and David Price, two of their top players. As a matter of fact, Mookie Betts is pretty much the number two position player in baseball right now. The Red Sox were going to deal them to the Dodgers, and the Dodgers were going to be sending a prospect to the Red Sox, as well as sending somebody to the Twins, while the Twins also sent somebody to the Red Sox. It was a three-team deal. And the Red Sox, for whatever reason, ended up screwing things up with the Twins. They kept wanting more and more prospects, and the Twins eventually, after a week of the deal hanging in limbo, just decided to back out of it altogether. So the trade ended up having to be restructured almost completely, and it eventually came through on February 10th. The Red Sox sent Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers, and in return, the Red Sox acquired outfielder Alex Verdugo, who was originally going to be the only prospect from the Dodgers going to the Red Sox. The Dodgers ended up having to toss in infield prospect Jeter Downs and minor league catcher Connor Wong to the Red Sox in order to complete the deal with the Twins out of the equation. Now, the Red Sox have been an absolute mess this offseason. After failing to reach the playoffs last season, as well as firing their GM Dom Dombrowski in early September, I think it was, they stated that they fired Dom Dombrowski because Dombrowski wanted to blow up the team and do a rebuild, and the Red Sox ownership didn't want to do a rebuild. And now they're doing a rebuild, which is strange to me. They, of course, had their manager Alex Cora was also involved in the Astros cheating scandal of 2017 and ended up having to be fired by the Red Sox in order for them to save place, especially considering that he seems to be one of the masterminds behind it. So they had no GM, they had no manager, and they're blowing up the team to do a rebuild after saying that they weren't going to do a rebuild. The reason they traded David Price and Mookie Betts stated that he wanted to try out free agency, and the Red Sox didn't want to try and get him in free agency next year, so they actually did the smart thing to get a return for him while they could. They also traded David Price because they wanted to get under the luxury tax threshold because, you know, the rich owners don't want to pay a tax. That's pretty minor overall speaking. The Boston Red Sox will be paying about half of Price's remaining contract obligation, so he has $96 million left, so they're going to be paying about half of it. The Dodgers will pay the other half over the course of the contract. Now, the Twins still ended up getting who they wanted out of a separate deal with the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's actually kind of funny. So, when the Twins backed out of the deal with the Red Sox, they set up another trade to get who they were getting from the Dodgers, and the Dodgers ended up getting the prospect that the Red Sox wanted. So the Twins are getting starting pitcher Kenta Maeda, a Japanese-born starting pitcher who's done fairly well in the major leagues over here over the past four or five seasons. What's really nice about the deal for the Twins with Kenta Maeda is that he's got 4 years left on his contract at only $3.1 million per year, which is incredibly cheap for a guy who's a middle-of-the-rotation pitcher. Now, it's most likely that the Dodgers would not have traded him to the Twins if they hadn't gotten David Price. It looks like David Price is just going to be a straight-up upgrade for the Dodgers, although at a much more significant cost. Now, the prospect that the Red Sox were wanting, Brewstar Gratreal, He is a 21-year-old prospect from Venezuela, a starting pitcher who has done incredibly well in the minor leagues over the past four seasons, except for a brief AAA stint. He has a 2.48 ERA across 214 minor league innings, which is pretty good. What I find impressive is that he has 230 strikeouts across those 214 innings and has a 3.5 strikeout to walk ratio, meaning that he has pretty good control for being a strikeout pitcher. Now, of course, you can't expect that to be maintained in the major league, but it shows that he has pretty good control of his stuff. He did have a brief cup of coffee with the Twins this past September in 10 games across 9.2 innings. He had a 4.66 ERA and 10 strikeouts, along with only two walks. So, very small sample size of how he'll do in the majors. We'll see how he turns out for the Dodgers in the future. Now, with that out of the way, the three teams that lost their managers over the Red Sox scandal, the Houston Astros scandal of 2017, where they cheated, the Astros hired Dusty Baker, who is one of my favorite managers. I remember watching him when he was with the Reds and with the Nationals. I really hope he gets some postseason success and maybe learns a little bit of the analytics, please, Dusty. I think he'll be a good fit in Houston. He's pretty much a good fit anywhere. He's very much a player's manager. He works very well with a lot of players. He dealt with Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds on the same team, so he definitely knows what he's doing in regards to containing players' egos. And with the Houston Astros, with, you know, Alex Bregman and, what's his name? Jose Altuve, you know. Of course, Jose Altuve's a little bit on the humble side, but you get what I mean. The Boston Red Sox are naming Ron Runicky as interim manager, which is kind of interesting that they're not just going to name him manager right away. They expect that the interim label will be likely shed as soon as MLB finishes its investigation into the 2018 Red Sox, which is odd. I don't quite understand that, but okay. And the New York Mets hired former player Luis Rojas as their manager. Luis Rojas will be a rookie manager for the first time in the major league level. He is the son of former professional baseball player and manager Felipe Alou, and as well as the half-brother of former outfielder Moises Alou. So we'll see how he does. It also looks like there are a couple retirements to go over. The Marlins third baseman Martin Prado announces his retirement. Martin Prado was, in my opinion, one of the most underrated third basemen of his time. Whenever you talked about a good third baseman, I didn't ever hear anybody talking about Martin Prado. Now, Martin Prado he had a very excellent career up until 2017 when injuries started taking over. That's when he started losing production. He only played in 37 games in 2017, 54 in 2018, and he played 104 in 2019, but that was a part-time role. He only got 260 at-bats, plate appearances over that time. But from, 2008, 2009 until 2016, he was a very good third baseman. His best season was in 2012 when he had a 5.4 WAR. So, kind of sad to see him go. He's kind of a Hall of above average player. I certainly wouldn't have ever not wanted him on my team. He finished his career with 1,542 hits, 100 home runs, and a 103 OPS plus, as well as 68 runs saved defensively. He was a very good defensive third baseman and left fielder briefly. Ben Zobrist is also looking like he's going to retire, although nothing official has come out. He is, quote, sitting at home and not planning on playing for 2020. Ben Zobrist missed most of the 2019 campaign with personal family issues. Apparently he had gone through a divorce with his wife, and he only ended up playing 47 games last year. Ben Zobrist was pretty much a pioneer for the full-time utility player. I mean, this guy bounced around from second base to the outfield to the shortstop. Let me just scroll down here and see how many games. So he played 911 games at second base, 661 games spread across all three outfield positions, 236 games at shortstop, 28 games at DH, 27 games at first base. You know, he was a true utility player. And like I said, he was kind of a full-time one. He didn't really have a set position throughout the baseball field. He kind of bounced around everywhere, and he was very good at it. You know, he has 167 career home runs, 266 career batting average, 1,566 hits. That's a lot of sixes. What's his OPS plus at? 113 for his career. And he had 60 defensive runs saved across multiple positions, which is pretty, I can't think of any other player that was that good at defense at that many positions. It was pretty significant. He also ends his career with two World Series rings, one with Kansas City in 2015 and one with the Chicago Cubs in 2016. And to wrap up our first spring training news cycle, we have one of the most idiotic things ever. MLB is considering a significant restructuring of its playoff format, which would include seven teams from each league, with the wild card expanding from a one-game playoff to a best-of-three series. And I'm just a little bit speechless as to why they're even considering this. Here's how the new format would work. The team with the best record in both the American and National League would receive a first round bye, automatically advancing to the division series. The other two division winners would host all three games in a best-of-three wildcard round, as would the wildcard team with the next best record. The three other wildcard teams would also advance to the best-of-three round, though none of them would host a game. The division winner with the second best record in the league would then get to decide which of the bottom three wildcard teams it wants to play in the opening round. A decision that would be aired on live television on the final Saturday night of the season, just hours after the regular season concludes. Who came up with this idea? I mean, I'm not a fan of how the wild card works already, where it's a one-game playoff between two teams, which just isn't very baseball-like. I think the best format they had was back when it was four teams per league with the three division winners and the top wild card. And now they want to get pretty much half of baseball's teams into the playoffs. It's a terrible idea. It makes it like football or basketball, where the regular season doesn't really matter and it's just a playoff thing, and the teams that are bad in the playoffs are just going to be, or bad in the regular season, are just going to be, you know, knocked out in the first round. It's just a formality thing. Now, of course, MLB is promoting this as the, you know, it would give a better shot for small market teams to participate in October. And I like this tweet from player Alex Wood. Quote, "The Royals just sold for $1 billion. There is no dollar disparity. There are rich teams and there are really rich teams, and all are capable to sign and field great rosters yet choose not to. Cheap teams don't be rewarded, or shouldn't be rewarded, with playoffs if they don't spend." And that's true. You can talk about small market teams, but every team has multiple millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to get things done. So, MLB wants to try and implement the new playoff format by the time the 2022 season starts, which I really hope they don't make any changes. It's a terrible idea. Everybody says it's a terrible idea. I don't think anybody likes it, other than owners who get to make more money on playoff tickets, but, you know, whatever. A lot of people are also suspecting that MLB announced it just to draw attention away from the Astros scandal, which isn't happening. You know, I've been on the baseball subreddit. Everybody is still talking about the Astros scandal. It seems to be like it's worse than it even was announced to be, so go figure. Anyways, that'll wrap up pretty much all of the news that I wanted to talk about for the, you know, very first spring training of baseball. I'll be popping in periodically to talk about baseball, so be sure to follow me, and I hope you all enjoyed listening. This is the Hollow Leg, signing off.